Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
For generations, this peaceful island has been home to our family. But beyond our reef, a great danger is coming. Legend tells of a hero who will journey to find the demigod Maui. And together, they will save us all.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3D or 2D.com, and today I'm reviewing Moana, the latest princess digitally animated film by Disney. As always on 3D or 2D.com reviews, I'll talk about the 3D element first. Now, I have to say, this movie is made for stereoscopic 3D and looks fabulous and fantastic in 3D from beginning to end. Clearly, the cinematography and 3D were made hand-in-hand because it just looks gorgeous. 3D characters interacting in 3D environments that showcase the great stereoscopic 3D. The movie looks pretty, sharp, and better because of the 3D. Occasionally, the art style will change over to like a two-dimensional kind of outlook. And this, just even that looks fantastic because it's so much richer because the multiple layers of depth to this visual tapestry that is this fantastic movie. It just looks fantastic all the way through. Sometimes objects will fly out or pop out, but only when it's context of the story. It's not really gimmicky. It's there because the scene demands it, and it really makes it intelligent design for this 3D. It really shows that they cared and put effort. It wasn't just an afterthought. An example of this was like just how they handle sailing. Many different aspects of the ship will pop out and retreat into the background depending what's needed for that scene. So if, you know, they are just how the ship moves, you know, looks like an actual ship. It looks like you're actually peering into this world. And occasionally the movie goes into first person and gives the audience a real true 3D visual treat as you're just kind of absorbing the entire environment. This is easily just one of the smartest applications of 3D. It really felt like it was a smart, like, they knew what they were doing, they knew how they were editing this, and they made it work to the maximum effect. Not only to pop out, but to give good depth, but to also make it look like they are actual characters, like they're actual people. You know, these digital characters on screen actually exist, and the environments they are on are actual environments. So it makes it more than just an animated movie. It really makes them come to life. And it's just so smart, and it just looks so fantastic. And, you know, it's a beautiful, wonderful presentation in 3D. And if you enjoy 3D animated movies, you really need to see this movie because it kind of sets the bar. I really feel like so many other CG animated movies have 3D but don't really do anything with it. And this really felt like it was made for 3D, and it just looks fantastic. So this is a perfect, absolutely perfect 3D. I wouldn't change anything about it. It really feels like you get more out of the movie, and it is fun, it is smart, and it's well done. And it's just a complete package. So I really am at a loss for words of how to give this a score, because you can't get any better than this, I think. So I'm going to have to give this a great 3D and an Editor's Choice Award, because it just so intelligently uses the diorama effect and how the characters interact with one another and move. It just looks like it always should be in 3D, and it really is a perfect example of what to do for stereoscopic 3D and an animated movie. Now, onto the movie itself. So, when I walked into this theater, I had no idea what to expect from this movie. I know nothing about the culture or religion of the Pacific Island people this movie is based upon. When I left the theater, I was stunned, because I really felt like this movie perfectly introduces the setting and into a mainstream audience like myself, and I left completely satisfied. Disney's achieved something truly spectacular with this movie, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen. It feels original, it seems new, it seems different, and yet it still feels familiar. The movie perfectly executes a storyline that is fully developed and is completely rich of characters. The character of Moana is the young woman who is the main person of this, main protagonist of the storyline. And she lives on the island with her family and friends, but she has a yearn to travel, to escape from the island. And a curse falls onto the island, which causes Moana to want to leave the island and find the demigod Maui to save the island. Maui is also in need of assistance from Moana because he lost his special abilities. So the story is focused on this dynamic of Moana and Maui working together to save the island and her people. And it's like a buddy cop thing where, you know, they have to work together, and it really works fantastically. The movie is also a musical, which I wasn't expecting when I came in. I just never saw a trailer with the musical elements to this movie, but how well they actually use the music for the narrative made me really appreciate how well this musical composition was. It sounds fantastic. It advances the story, and you know, there's one song that I actually want to buy from iTunes because it's so well composed and it flows and it's just so much fun. The musical element works well, it's natural, and it's part of the story. I found myself singing and tapping my toes and, you know, not really singing, but smiling all the way through and wanting to kind of sing, and it just put a big smile on my face. Disney has done it again and made a wonderful musical animated movie with Moana. The characters of this movie are what I adore most. The characters are so well developed, so complex, so rich in personality. The movie does a fantastic job establishing them and giving them a real presence on screen. Like, you care and know about them, and they have a soul. And these are just digital creature animals, not animals, but digital characters, but they really feel like they're real people. The voice acting is delivered perfectly. I really feel like all the characters are really authentic and different and come alive. Dwayne The Rock Johnson plays Maui and is cocky, self-absorbed demigod, and is just pretty charming. I just enjoyed watching him on screen. Moana is a very strong, independent woman that is very interesting and likable. I also enjoy the comic relief chicken, Hee, who doesn't speak but steals many of the scenes he's in with his foolishness. I wasn't expecting the chicken to actually be that funny. I thought he was going to get annoying, but they made it work. And it's smartly done, funny, and it works for a general audience and, you know, older people too. It's not just a kids' show. It's adults will very much enjoy this as well. The grandmother, Talia, has so much personality. It's just a joy to watch on screen. The characters of this movie make it something truly special, and it really pushes it beyond. One of my favorite characters is actually also has a fantastic scene where he's actually a giant crab, and that scene is fantastic. It is hilarious. It is visually marvelous to watch, and I just loved it. That crab is just fabulous in every sense of that word. His name is Tamatoa. And once you see that scene, you'll be like, man, they were truly inspired with that character design and how they did that on screen. So when it comes to negatives, I got none. I really don't. I have no problems with this movie at all. I walked out completely satisfied from every regard. Voice acting, visuals, everything. Animation, One character element felt a little sudden. I won't really discuss it because it's kind of a spoiler. But for the most part, I thought everything was perfect. It's a wonderful story with rich, interesting characters, and the action scenes are well executed and fun and have a good pace. Animation is gorgeous and distinct, and I was just enchanted by this movie from beginning to end. Found it extremely entertaining, funny, heartwarming, and just a joy to watch. It's fun to see Disney have some original new content. So many times Disney lately has been doing remakes of its previous work and or reboots or something, and this really feels original and different, and I so appreciate it because I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything, mainstream media that has Pacific Islanders as a main protagonist and that respects their culture and gives them honor. And it's an excellent movie and is my favorite movie of the year 2016. And it's just cinematic excellence. And I would consider this an instant modern Disney classic. So I love this movie. I adore it. I want to see it again and again, and it just puts a smile on my face thinking about it. Disney has another hit here, and you would be misfortunate to pass this up. You would be making a fool of yourself by not watching this movie because this movie just hits every part. It just hits it out of the park in every regard. It is completely funny. It is completely heartwarming. It is entertaining. It is fun. It's great action, great acting, great characters, and a fascinating story. So I don't have a choice here. Well, I do, but I really feel like this is, like, for me, what just the easily the best movie of the year, my favorite movie of the year, and it just exceeded any expectations I had in this movie, and I adore it. For me, the final verdict is a 10 out of 10 Editor's Choice Award. It does not get any better than this. Moana is seriously a fantastic movie and should not be missed. So that's pretty much it for my review. Definitely go see it. Definitely go see it. It has fantastic 3D and a fantastic story that I really liked. Everything about this movie is perfect. So highly recommend it. As high as I possibly can. I cannot. This chart is does not go any higher than 10 out of 10 Editor's Choice. So I cannot recommend this any higher. This is one of my favorite movies the last probably 10 years. It really hits it out of the head. It hits it out of the park. And it just is perfect. So go watch Moana. I'm confident that you will enjoy it too. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am
hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I am not going on a mission with some little girl.
This is my canoe, and you will journey to different...
Alright, so that's gonna wrap up this podcast.
Remember to like, comment, favorite, subscribe, love, whatever. Heart it, be something.
3D or 2D.com can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. And if you want to send us email, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.